Welcome back to the Casual Anime Podcast. I'm your usual host, Frederick, and joining me as he always does is Karsten.
Hello, hello.
Oh, you lagged there for a moment. Are you alright?
No, been having internet issues lately, so yeah, not okay. That fun.
Is there bad weather up north, perhaps?
Yeah, it's a storm and such, so...
Oh yeah, just the usual storm. Just the usual April storm.
Yeah.
So, alright, we're here to talk about Bocchi the Rock. Now, there's a lot of hype behind this show, and you think that's, well, justified, Karsten?
I mean, we used to be a shonen action type podcast before. We usually did that stuff, but lately we've been dabbling into the slice of life, Eurocamp, and just chill animes to watch. I didn't really felt relaxed, or maybe it was the teams that was surrounding this show that kind of got me, because I kind of see myself in the main character, Bocchi, quite a lot.
Yeah, it's like in anxiety inducing a lot of it, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
And I guess the payoff is how she's going to overcome it. But I mean, she is a walking catastrophe, so she doesn't always manage to overcome it. But I guess she does grow as a person in the end. I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, I think there's a clear progression from the start to the finish.
Yeah, and let's jump into the start, because Bocchi, or Hitori, as she's actually called, is quite a successful guitar player on YouTube, apparently.
Apparently, yeah.
So, I mean, she's already made it, I would have said.
I mean, if we jump ahead quite many episodes, she made 300,000 yen on her YouTube, or what they call YouTubist over there.
Yeah, I don't think she could live off that. But, I mean, I guess if she monetized it better, like took sponsors and all of that, and actually uploaded... Because I think she kind of hit like a... I mean, you have to constantly upload to keep on that content grind. And I guess if she did that religiously, she could have been making a lot of money. But that's not why she did it, right? She wanted to keep her own little community going.
Yeah.
I guess she dreamt of being super famous in the end. But I'm not sure if that's what she actually wants. In the end,
no, it's I mean, it's probably a dream, but introverted people making it big,
yeah. I mean, she's pretty funny and all of that. I mean, all of those ambitions, but I would be surprised if deep down, when it comes down to it later down the line, what she really wants is to be on stage with her band and not as like the solo rocker, I think.
Yeah.
And I didn't mean to copy Spice Girls there. It's not what she really wants.
Oh, that's a blast from the past.
Yeah, but there are a lot of music references in this show, and I wish I understood Japanese, so maybe I could have caught on to more of them. But now you're like too busy reading the subtitles to actually catch like a lot of album covers and so on and so forth.
And song titles.
Who is your favorite character in this show? Let's just start there, because there's four people in the band, you know?
Yeah, four people. Probably my favorite would be Kita-chan.
The extrovert.
Yeah.
The redheaded extroverts. Yeah, I guess
Yeah.
there's two extroverts. One
Nijika and
cooler loner, as she calls her, as Goto-san describes her as. While Hitori-chan is just lonely. That's pretty funny.
yeah. I mean, I didn't really care. Yeah. You mean Ryo san?
Yes, I think she's pretty cool. I mean, demeanor-wise.
Yeah, she's going to trendy cafes and such, and don't have any money to pay for the meals she orders.
Yeah, I mean, like the confidence of just like gaslighting someone else into paying it, who is less
Yeah.
confident, is something to behold, I think. But yeah, on a base level, I think we can safely say that this band is absolutely terrible. But I think that is not the point. The point is that you're gonna build memories and grow as a band and write songs together. So, as musicians, I think only Bocchi is truly talented at the start, at least.
Yeah. Well, the only reason she got into the band was because Kita-chan ran away when she was gonna play with them at first. So that was quite a funny both interaction-wise in episode 4 or something, and how they. And how they
End up acquiring a singer,
yeah, a singer, yeah. And
losing
also
a
you see her at
guitarist
school
and
and
acquiring a singer, yes.
yeah. I mean it's a good mix of personalities in the band. So
Yeah, I mean, you could immediately like draw parallels to like other music shows, like of course K-On!, but of course K-On! Is something completely different. Has very little overlap with this, and I think also the girls in K-On! Are just lazy when it comes to practice, but have immense talent, and I don't really and also they make better songs, I think,
yeah,
which
I
is
mean,
strange.
it's I mean the main genre of the show is comedy, so I didn't feel like the music had that much to say, and
Yeah,
also
it
it
was more
got
like
very little
something.
screen time,
Yeah.
or.
It was not that catchy. It was more like something a 15-year-old girl would write, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, probably wouldn't, but I mean, it's like it's not master level catchiness. It's not Radwimps level and they're even referenced in this show.
Yeah, I mean, if I hear a good song on an anime, I might go check it out on YouTube or listen to it on Spotify if it's there. I didn't really feel the urge to do that here.
Yeah, but do you think that's like something Japanese artists aspire to, like having their songs in openings and endings? Because I would have thought it pretty sad because you see a lot of these bands, and you see the views on their like normal songs, and then there's you see the views on the songs they made for openings, and they're like way higher, and it's kind of like, oh, okay. You're only here for the anime.
I think it's a more wider audience for that type. You know, you have the whole world watching animes. There's probably not that many J-pop or J-rock fans out in the world.
Yeah, I think if I'm not saying I'm a musician, but if I was to do write a song for an anime, I would make it like universally listenable, not very like attached to that anime, not referencing that anime specifically, so that someone from the outside could listen to it and not feel alienated in some way.
It's a good thing.
So yeah, I mean, they struggle with all the things bands struggle with: writing songs, finding their groove, finding their sound,
Money.
especially, and coordination, I guess, too. And I thought,
I mean,
like,
they.
you should just follow the drummer or the bass player, right? Easy.
But then again, Bocchi has never played with anyone else. She's more like a single player.
Yes, but she also transcends music as well, I think, because she did practice like 6 hours a day for 3 years in a row, and I mean, that's gonna do something. So when she manages to calm down, she can actually hear the music, she can hear what everyone else is doing, she can hear instantly what everyone needs to be doing. When she isn't losing her mind, though, that's which she is, like
Constantly,
80% of the anime,
I mean, if we can talk about one of the things I liked the most, it was you have this almost clay animation or puppeteer animation, and I thought it was top tier. It was very good.
And sometimes they sneaked in like a cutout in like a normal scene too. You had the two characters talking, and then you had Bocchi as a cutout with like the white outline in the scene, and it's like, well, I guess you don't need like, I mean, you could probably watch a cutout anime if it had good dialogue, and it would be just as good. So I mean, you don't need a massive budget for anime as long as it has heart behind it, I guess.
Yeah, that's true. It's also Bocchi turning into Ash was quite hilarious.
Yeah, and
And
all and
then
turning
breathing it
into
in.
Goku as well. So what do you think about the songwriting process? Do you think it makes sense writing the lyrics before you write the melody?
Oh, you are talking to not a musical person, but yeah. I would guess writing the lyrics comes first. And then adding notes after, and then removing some lyrics, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, the most fa well, I presume the most famous lyrics music duo is Bernie Taupin and Elton John. And
I would think Simon and Garfunkel, maybe.
well, Taupin is notorious for writing every single lyric for Elton John, so maybe. And then Elton John made the music afterwards, so that was a clear division of the workload. So I guess that makes sense in this setting. But I would have thought that Bocchi would write the music as well. I mean, I would actually think that everyone would have to write their own kind of bits. Because how are you going to know how
I think
other
it's
instruments play that part, you know?
yeah. I think it's perhaps maybe an experience thing where she doesn't have that much experience piecing the band instruments together and so on.
I mean, how did Beethoven know how every single instrument in his symphony was going to play? He probably had people helping him, maybe. I don't know. I don't know how that works.
Now you're fishing us in deep sea here.
Yeah, I'm just thinking out loud, right? So yeah, did you get that concert vibe watching this show?
No. That I'm well, I thought the animation was done brilliantly. Well, now that you mentioned, maybe I did get the concert vibe. I thought the different shots was done excellently by the director or producer. Yeah.
I mean, I think the only time I got the real concert vibe was during the street performance. I thought that was that kind of rocked. And
Yeah,
I
it
guess
was
the
cool,
last perform the
thing.
like the but it was like all that anxiety during the last performance as well. It's like kind of ruined it. So I thought the
Yeah.
street performance was actually the best performance. But I mean, when you look at like anime that really did a good live in quotation marks performance, you have like things like K-On!, which did several of them, and then you have like Haruhi Suzumiya or whatever, and then you did Angel Beats as well as a banging
Yeah.
performance. So. And probably a lot more that I've forgotten.
Carolyn Tuesday
Yeah,
was
so.
very good then.
So they know how to set it up. So I think they just weren't going for that vibe for the most part. I'm just trying to kill the audience with anxiety over if Bocchi was gonna make it or not.
Yeah. It's I don't know it yeah. It was ambivalent watch for me at least.
Oh, okay. Well, I actually did enjoy every single episode. I'll say that.
Yeah.
It was pretty easy to watch, to get through, even though, like, anxiety levels were spiking. Like, you're feeling the cringe through the screen. You felt the self-doubt manifesting in yourself as well. So, yeah. So, I mean, I mean,
Well,
go
if
ahead.
I can go back and change my favorite character, it's the drunk girl.
Oh,
Perhaps
yeah, maybe.
if we go a favorite side character, at least. She just reminds me of the teacher from Eurocamp.
Well, there's a lot of people who remind me of Eurocamp here, but it's like they're not. And it's just because of the hair color and the style. Like, if they
Yeah,
gave Liu a
the
different voice, she could have been Rin, right? So.
yeah, I thought that the other girl in the Starry concert club was the one next to Nijika's sister. I can't remember. She kind of looked like Rin, at least. If you change the hair color, she had black hair.
Yeah, she's a real tsundere. I don't know why they didn't further pursue like all of the backstories here, because usually they do that. They go into deep into the backstories of all of the other girls. But it's all about Bocchi, I guess. And I guess that's fine as well.
Yeah, I mean they get a little into Nijika's backstory with the father died, mother died, and she and her sister was alone.
I think fa the father was just not home. I think that was what they
Yeah,
said, yeah.
yeah. And
And
she built
I
the
mean,
club for her in a way.
yeah, I think so too. But I mean, she does. I'm completely on the big sister's side here. You can't just let them perform and bomb every single time. They have to improve.
Yeah, of course it's You couldn't do nepotism here.
Well, you could, I think. It's a privately owned venue. Perfectly okay to have nepotism here, I think.
Yeah, but you wouldn't earn that much money to keep the
She's
club
gonna have to
going.
eat the cost, but I mean, they would never get any better if she showed nepotism, and that's,
Yeah.
I think, the good thing. So yeah, it is sad though that I mean, the best performances are always interrupted by something. Either it's police or it's rain.
Yeah.
I don't see the point of that performance, by the way. Why did we need to have like a performance with 10 people? It was kind of like the baby step we didn't need.
Yeah, but then it was a turning point. You could say it's she was playing without her cardboard box.
Yeah, but they had to audition for this, and I think she took charge in one of the songs there as well, so.
Yeah. The middle song, I think.
And I was expecting some kind of like Arima Kose kind of virtuoso solos, and then she snaps her guitar string, and it's like, oh, why couldn't we just get that? It's a
Yeah.
shame.
I mean, it's a clever foreshadowing thing, how they talk about in the episode prior to this, how she need a new guitar or it's getting old. So
Yeah, definitely. Just casually, it's a Gibson, right?
yeah, Gibson or
Gibson Les Paul or something? I don't remember. I actually have
they
a copy
couldn't.
of that guitar, but it's a Morgan copy, so it's dirt cheap and horrible.
So you're playing guitar? Is
No.
that what you're saying?
I did what she lied about. I played it once and we should probably just give it back.
Yeah.
Pawn it off.
Yeah. I went to drummer school for a summer. Did not enjoy it.
When, what age?
Probably around 10.
Okay, I bet your parents were very happy you didn't continue with drummer school. I'm like, holy. Yeah,
Yeah.
oh my God,
I
that
mean,
would be the nightmare.
it was mandatory or something. We needed to
Do an
learn
instrument.
in, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I picked drumming. In hindsight, I should have picked guitar or something easier.
Yeah, probably guitar or like keyboard, like
Yeah,
one of
keyboard,
those
yeah.
two, very useful.
I mean, if I picked that, maybe I could have become something in music wise. But
Yeah.
I come from a musical family, so yeah.
Well, that's good at least.
It's only me that doesn't do music.
Have you seen a lot of music though? Any live performances?
Yeah.
Any bands?
Many bands. Turbo and
Yeah,
Negro and
that name.
and the Kaiser Orchestra, very nice. Been to
Very international for singing in such an accent, I would say.
yeah, I've been to Guns N' Roses. No, yeah.
Before or after they were a complete train wreck?
After,
Okay.
unfortunately. So yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, I say I've been to concerts, but perhaps not as much as others.
I saw Iron Maiden twice. They were probably the best concert. I saw Metallica twice. They're also pretty good at concerts, but their music isn't that good, I would just say.
Ah, the
I watch
older stuff is
AC/DC.
nice.
I mean, Ryan Johnson is just too old. His voice is too raspy.
Yeah.
AC/DC's songs aren't that good. I watched Camelot and Hammerfall in smaller venues, and they were tremendous. And it's like only hardcore fans there. So I think that is the concert experience you strive for.
Yeah.
Like a 1,000, 2,000 indoor venue. Everyone is a bit drunk, mosh pits. Yeah. And the crowd is singing the every single word. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah. Don't do that anymore though, so
No. That's
thing of the past maybe. Might do it again. I don't know.
yeah, we should
I don't know if actually if any of these old boys still go on the tour.
I think they do.
They keep dying, you know.
Yeah, but it's kind of strange. The ones that should die don't die, and the ones that
Yeah, but
yeah.
Ozzy canceled his tour, right? I think.
Yeah. Yeah,
How that
he's
man
getting.
lives is a miracle, but
Yeah. And him and Keith Richards. Yeah.
yeah, I think we sidetracked though. A lot of great
Yeah.
bands. Maybe a great band to come. Do you think they're gonna make plenty of seasons?
It did so well. I would guess they at least add a season two.
Yeah, and with that ending, I think you could do anything you like. Like it's
Yeah.
you didn't limit yourself to anything.
But if we were on this, they kind of overreached at the start, making merch and albums and CDs. Is this a common thing or?
I think it's just something you sell at like a club you're at, right?
Yeah.
And you hope to bring in like a couple of dollars. But I think it's like maybe it's more of a Japan thing. You try to get the few fans you can and grow that.
Yeah.
What was it? Was it we saw
Odd
the wall?
Taxi.
Yes, that was what
The
it was.
idol thing
Yeah,
where they
build that fan base. Great show, by the way. Watch Odd
Yeah.
Taxi, everyone.
Listen to our episode about Odd Taxi on Spotify.
Yeah, get that plug in.
So what did you think about the summer break? It went by so quick.
I wish they'd
I
done
think
something more about it, right?
yeah. But then again, they forgot to invite Bocchi to most of the stuff. Which was quite hilarious. Yeah.
Yeah, I actually was like, I guess I didn't completely pay attention, but they were working during the summer, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so they totally
But
saw her almost every day and could have invited her. Okay.
yeah.
Yeah, I think yeah, I think it was someone
But
fuck
then again,
ups.
you know, our summer vacation is 2.5 months maybe, but they only have 2 weeks in Japan. So,
Oh, I didn't
yeah.
know that actually.
Yeah, I learned it yesterday on TikTok. So,
So when do they get time off?
I think that's the time off they get.
That's
Maybe that
all the
in
time off they
Sakura
get.
season. Sakura season, maybe.
Oh yeah, maybe.
So it's probably more spread out, but maybe they have more days at school than we
Oh,
do.
well, in that case, I actually don't feel like they did anything wrong. It's like 2 weeks. And I think that's fine, not seeing someone for 2 weeks. Though for someone like Bocci, who had just gotten a taste of having friends, maybe it was a little destructive for her. Yes. I can also see that, but yeah.
And when she got with them in the break, she exploded when talking to the rapper guy. I mean, it's just so hilarious how when she get into the social gatherings or just talking to someone new, she explode or
Do you know if the manga is, or is it the manga, right?
It's a four-koma manga,
Okay.
so
And do you know if it has more material?
I haven't checked.
So what I'm trying to get at is, did we need to snail our way at this pace, or because I kind of wish they'd gotten further. Or, I mean, I kind of thought they were dragging it out at some points as well. Even though some of their fourth wall breaks were hilarious. Like commenting, oh, Bocci still didn't recover after this ad break.
It's maybe I have to check it out if I can find it somewhere. It could be a better way for me to, but then again, it's music manga, yeah.
Yeah, it's very difficult to portray good music in manga.
Yeah.
I guess it's in anime as well because you have to make something, right?
Yeah.
And you're not
And
gonna catch
which.
lightning in a bottle that often. I mean, I know that the K-On! Voice actresses filled a fucking stadium, probably like 20,000 tickets or something for their concert, which is
Yeah,
absolutely insane. I don't know how.
but that anime was quite good, so.
Yeah, and it has so many fans. It's absolutely incredible.
Yeah, and you're the biggest fan, aren't you?
Not the biggest fan.
I heard you ramble on about it many times,
K-On! Has
so
a lot of faults, but the music and the feeling is tremendous, so there is that.
I watched a show Given about some guitar boys. Just the first episode, so
Guitar Boys.
yeah. Just one episode, so yeah.
There is actually quite a few music animes, right? Like more than
Yeah.
just a dreary kid that plays piano because his
I
parents force
mean,
him to play piano.
yeah. Your Lion April, it's
Yeah, and
and the Zombieland
Piano Mori,
saga,
right, as well.
yeah.
Is that a music anime?
I think so.
How about the Beck thing? Is that a music anime? I actually don't know. It sounds like one.
Yeah, and the Hibike Euphonium
Yeah,
is
but
really
that is
popular.
that's weird though. It's like a school orchestra, but the problem is, how are you gonna? Well, I guess it's different in Japan. Are you going to get that many girls to coordinate into a good band or a good orchestra? It's like, have you seen Whiplash?
No.
Have you seen clips of Whiplash? Like what's it called? J.K. Simmons yelling at the drummer, telling him he's useless, and it's basically that, but not that at all.
Yeah.
It's a strive for perfection when everyone actually is terrible, but they pull through in the end.
Yeah.
So yeah. What did you make of Kita-chan trying to get close to her senpai, and then they don't really do much with it, right? Because they're implying Yuri, right? Or are they not implying Yuri? Are they too cowardly to imply Yuri?
I think maybe it's a hard thing to say. I didn't catch the Yuri feeling.
It wasn't a Yuri. Well, the way she said it was a Yuri feeling in the start, because she loves her Demaur. I think that was the word I'm trying to go for. I don't actually remember. And her look, and like everything, like kind of like superficial. But in the end, it's like more, no, I just want to get close to her to be her friend and
make signals, right? And build her up.
Yeah.
I get what you mean by the Euro comment. It probably something for season two. It got so popular that, but I can't see them going that route, really.
Oh, and how old do you think Bocchi-chan's parents are? Because holy shit, they could have been the main characters with that look. They look like they're like 19 or something.
Yeah, and the sister also didn't look 5 years old.
Yeah, she looks older than, or looks the same age as Anya, maybe older.
Yeah. It's it was a little lazy, maybe. They could have portrayed them a little bit different.
Well, I think that's probably just the source material, so I don't know though. The father was so skinny and
I thought they were going to do something about his eyes, because you don't see them ever.
Well, I think the animators are super happy about that, right?
Yeah.
And also, this persona she has, the Guitar Hero moniker she adopts online. I mean, people just slowly suspect her of being this person. There's never like this grand reveal. It's like slowly but surely being people just casually say they know. So I always thought they was gonna do more with that.
It was one of the things I kind of look forward to, maybe doing it on stage or something.
Because they have to have some kind of a concert later. They're going to sell tickets, and then she's going to announce on her YouTube channel, please come and watch our concert, and then 1,000 people are going to show up. You're going to sell 0 tickets, like physically, but then 1,000 of her online fans are going to show up. I just feel it.
It's probably a thing for season 2,
I thought it was just a SoundCloud to begin with. But then it was like a video. It was YouTube, so
probably just focused on the guitar, maybe, because you couldn't really, you could
a lot of just have guitar channels do that, I guess. Do you think she does like this editing Guitar Hero-esque? You see the notes coming on screen. moving downwards as she hits them. Do you think she does that kind of editing?
No, I wouldn't dream of that.
I guess not. Do you think she has international fans? Or only Japanese?
That
Because I
probably.
guess 30K in Japan is pretty good.
Yeah. All the comments was in, well,
Yes, I think
couldn't
all
really
the comments
tell,
were in
but
Japanese. So then, yes, I think 1,000 people could show up in that case to her
yeah,
concert.
if they that could make an interesting season two at least.
But she needs to start uploading again, I think. So, yeah.
Yeah.
So do you think the drunk girl is a good or bad influence?
Both.
Do you think they're gonna start drinking?
I mean, they had some future flash fronts or something,
Yeah.
where she sees herself as the drunk girl.
Well, she makes a very valid point, I think. If you have anxiety, it's very easy to take a drink
Yeah.
and then you kind of cope with that.
It all goes away.
Yeah.
The magic drink.
I mean, one of our most famous Norwegian artists is notorious for this, and he won a prize yesterday. No, maybe it was the other guy, Lillebjørn Nilsen. Norwegian. And he's well, you see that he's been drinking because he does not look well these days.
But then again, is it better to be drinking and singing or taking cocaine
Yeah.
and yeah. It's yeah.
Yeah, I guess the touring life can be hard.
Yeah, I don't really see Bocci snorting a
Doing
line,
class A
but
drugs, yeah, in the back of a tour bus. No, perhaps not. Yeah, I do wish they would have because the first concert, they kind of jump cuts, right? So I do wish they had more music, but I guess it's difficult to write music.
And also, yeah, they also need to get paid. Source material probably didn't have that much in it for the music, at least, so you also have to be careful there.
Yeah, hopefully they'll record an album. Record a
Probably
mixtape. Go
mix
around on the
the
streets selling a mixtape.
yeah.
Doing street concerts, maybe.
Yeah, I mean it would be maybe the next step because the club can't really market them, maybe.
Yeah, well, the thing is, though, I think she's in first year of high school.
Yeah.
And usually with bands like this, they would dissolve because high school ends. But now they're not like a high school band. They're like two high schools. So they can stick together after high school.
Yeah.
So yeah, this is a real band. But yeah, it does. Do you think they're gonna split up, by the way?
No, I can't really see it. They have to keep the original force. It's probably just like Eurocamp. You can't really split them up.
I guess you're right. So, I mean, We've been raving all over the place. So let's narrow this down a bit. What score would you kind of give this?
A 7.5
Oh, a 7.5, huh?
or 7, 7.5, yeah.
Oh,
I'm around there.
that's quite harsh.
Oh, you think so? Okay, yeah.
I think so, yeah, definitely.
I mean, it's
I mean, I'm playing with a 9 actually, but it's probably an
Oh.
8. But it really does depend on if we're building up to like a absolute magnificent season 2.
Yeah.
Then it's
I mean,
probably a
yeah.
9, but yeah, we'll see where this goes.
Season 2 could change a lot of things for me. It's just yeah, it was easy to watch, easy to understand and
We need to get Bocchi out of these track suits.
yeah. That's a
That's
huge
step one, I
thing.
think.
Yeah.
Even the mango box is better, I would
Yeah.
say. Ripe
Yeah.
mangoes. Oh, and that suit and tie fit was absolute fire, by the way.
Yeah, for you.
Magnificent.
Yeah.
Much better than the maid outfits.
Yeah, I completely agree.
Oh, by the way, the first shot of this, I was thinking of like one of our old enemies, Darling in the Franxx.
Oh, really?
The characters kind of look like that, but maybe that was just for one single frame. But it is the same studio, right?
Yeah, it's CloverWorks.
Yeah, okay.
So,
Well, I mean, if they stop making SAO, this is perfectly acceptable. Please
yeah.
continue making shows like this.
I mean, yeah. We need more like this. That's true.
Or, I mean, they can continue making SAO if they bring back Yu-Gi-Oh, maybe. That's fine too. You probably don't know what I'm talking about.
You know.
No. It's when Kirikto got brain damage. That was a good episode. But then they introduce the best character to the series, and then they kill him later. So that's terrible.
I
Because
only
there can
watched the
only be
base
one guy in
SAO.
this harem.
Yeah.
So yeah. Anything else you want to add?
Well, it was a great watch. Everyone should watch it. Even though it was mildly overhyped, I felt.
Yeah, I felt like what's with the Bocchi meme, right?
Yeah.
Because I f feel like everyone is called Bocchi nowadays, or maybe it's just one other show. And maybe it's because of that blasted Country Roads song
Oh
singing
yeah.
about Itoribochi.
Concrete roads
Yes.
from Whisper of the Heart, was
Yeah,
it?
definitely.
Ghibli movie. We did an episode about that too. You could check it on Spotify.
Yeah, I think that's also about music, right? The boy plays the
Yeah,
fiddle
yeah.
and the girl kind of sings, but it's horrible.
Yeah, yeah,
Okay, yeah,
yeah,
okay.
And also one slightly magical thing where the cats come alive. Or is that another one?
I think there's definitely cats in that one, and I think they leave. Yeah, I don't remember though.
Yeah, because I think they made a sequel.
Wind Rises? No.
No, it's the cat returns.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Yeah, maybe we should watch that too. But I think it's about time we wrap up here, wouldn't you say?
It's getting late. You can catch us on Spotify and every podcast app you have. The Cash Love Me podcast. We're the Cash Love Me pod on Twitter. And you can send us questions to our Gmail, which is linked in the show notes. So, yeah.
Make sure you do that. All right. See you next time.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.